Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, dear fellow members of the body of Christ. One of the main themes of Paul's letter to the Ephesians is the Holy Christian Church, the capital C Church, that is the sum total of all believers in Jesus. In today's text, we're going to hear Paul use an illustration comparing Christ's church to the human body. In fact, he calls the church the body of Christ. And it's our Savior's desire to make his church, his body, stronger and larger. And today we'll be taking a look at how he does this. These verses for our sermon text give us our sermon theme, which describes for us Christ's bodybuilding program. We read our sermon text for today from the fourth chapter of Ephesians. This time we'll read verses 11 through 16. He himself, that is Christ, gave the apostles, as well as the prophets, as well as the evangelists, as well as the pastors and teachers, for the purpose of training the saints for the work of serving, in order to build up the body of Christ. This is to continue until we all reach unity in the faith and knowledge of the Son of God, resulting in a mature man with a stature reaching to the measure of the fullness of Christ. The goal is that we would no longer be children, tossed by the waves and blown around by every wind of teaching, when people use tricks and invent clever ways to lead us astray. Instead, speaking the truth in love, we would in all things grow up into Christ, who is the head. From him, the whole body, being joined and held together by every supporting ligament, grows in accordance with Christ's activity when he measured out each individual part. He causes the growth of the body so that it builds itself up in love. These are the words of our Lord. Let us pray. Let the words of our mouths and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. You may be seated. There are many parallels that can be drawn between the spiritual building up of Christ's church and the physical building up or strengthening of the human body. Millions of Americans each day head to the gym, head to fitness clubs to try to get their bodies into better shape. And a major selling point for most people is, what is the fitness club or gym equipped with? Does it have the right staff? Does it have people who will help me with my workout? Does it have the right equipment to help me start looking and feeling my best? Most gyms do have people on staff, like personal trainers, to help people with their personal workout programs, help monitor their progress so they are making their fitness goals. Most gyms and fitness clubs also have many different types of exercise equipment, from treadmills and ellipticals to weight machines and free weights, all kinds of torture devices that we can use to try and get ourselves into better shape. In the same way, Jesus has made sure that his church is fully equipped for bodybuilding. That is the building up of his body, the church. First of all, our text reminds us that God has given his church a fully trained and qualified staff, a gift from Christ himself. Our text says in verse 11 that he himself, that is Jesus, gave the apostles, as well as the prophets, as well as the evangelists, as well as the pastors and teachers. God has given his church these men and these women to be spiritual personal trainers for God's people. And here he calls them saints. That's referring to you and me and all believers. The word saint in the Greek means a holy one. People who have been washed and cleansed by the blood of Jesus are seen in God's eyes as saints, as holy ones. Paul tells us they have been given and called, been given to the church and called by Christ for the purpose of training the saints for the work of serving in order to build up the body of Christ. And ever since Jesus ascended into heaven, he's been using these apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers to personally train and help the individual members of Christ's body make the whole body stronger. He uses these called servants for the purpose of training the saints for the work of serving. And that word serving is the word for ministry. We all have a ministry. We all are called to serve in the body of Christ. So God gave us pastors, teachers, evangelists, prophets for the building up of each other and the training of saints for the work of ministry. That brings us to the second point. Not only has Christ provided us with the staff for his bodybuilding program, he's also provided us with the proper equipment. That proper equipment, of course, is something that he's given his called servants and all of his saints, all of his believers, to use to strengthen and build up not just our individual faith, but to build up his body, the church in general. That equipment is the Bible, his word. Not to use to do arm curls, but to use to read, to strengthen our faith, to grow in Christ. His word does strengthen us, each one of us individually, but then in doing so, unites us and makes us stronger as a body. It is that word which unites us and makes us one body under Christ. That is our goal as believers. As Paul says in verse 13, that we all reach unity in the faith and knowledge of the Son of God, resulting in a mature man with a stature reaching to the measure of the fullness of Christ. Our oneness, our unity in the faith is to be based on, as Paul says, the knowledge of the Son of God. And that word for knowledge used there in the original Greek literally means full or complete knowledge, not just to know something or someone in general, but to know someone or something fully. We come to a more complete and full knowledge of Christ by using that equipment he has given us, by using his word. How do we find out more about him and what he's done for us? We let him speak for himself. We read it in his very own word. His word lets us know him better. It tells us more about who he is, what he's done, and his saving relationship with us. This, of course, is the ideal, that all Christians, young and old, come to a full and complete knowledge of Christ based on what he revealed about himself in the Bible. However, we also know that because we are sinful, we are imperfect, we don't have a perfect knowledge of all things, much less a perfect knowledge of the Bible, and a perfect knowledge of all the things that Christ has revealed to us, because of Satan's lies, because of people's own misinterpretations, our own lack of knowledge, our unity of faith with other Christians in this life is going to be imperfect. This perfect knowledge and perfect unity of what we believe and our unity in Christ is going to be perfect finally in heaven with all believers. Paul used that same expression for full knowledge when he told the Corinthian Christians this. He said, "Now I know in part, but then I shall know just as I also am known." And he used the same word there that he uses in our text for today. So does that mean that we should compromise? Does that mean we should give up trying for this complete knowledge and perfect unity in what we believe and teach? Because we can't do it perfectly, let's just forget it altogether? The answer, of course, is no. Again, use the example of physical building up of our health and our bodies. Everyone who goes to the gym knows they will never achieve full and perfect complete health, no matter how much they exercise, no matter how well they take care of their body, no matter how cleanly they eat. And yet we continue to strive for improvement, for better fitness, for better health. Everyone wants to try and strive to feel better. God does desire this perfect unity in his church. And we as his children want what God, our Heavenly Father, wants. Therefore, we're always striving for that ideal. And since we know that we can never reach this ideal in this life, we also know there's always room for improvement. There's always room for growth. And there's no room for complacency or stagnation in our faith life. There is, in fact, no limit to the amount of knowledge we can gain through God's Word. There's no limit to the unity that God can produce through that Word between Christians. He's given us imperfect humans that perfect Word on which to base our unity. In His Word, we find our common faith, our common confession, and our common purpose. Maybe you noticed in our scripture reading earlier from the verses previous to this sermon text, the verses from chapter 4 where Paul talks about oneness amongst believers. And listen again to these verses and see how many times Paul uses that word one or speaks of unity. This is from verses 3 through 6 of this same chapter. He says, "Make every effort to maintain unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you also were called in the one hope of your calling. There is one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in us all." As individual members of Christ's body, having unity of purpose is vitally important. It means all of us have a role to play, a role to fulfill in Christ's bodybuilding program. It also means that we've not all been equipped to perform the same roles, but everyone is needed. None of us have been given so little that we can't contribute something. At the very least, we can pray for each other. Pray for the rest of the members of the body of Christ. At the same time, none of us have been given so much that we can't think that Christ's church or His body can't get along without us. No one has been given all the gifts. Each one of us needs to carefully examine every area of our lives, our occupations, our abilities, our finances, our families, our strengths, our weaknesses, and prayerfully determine with God's help, how can I best use my role as a member of the body of Christ to serve the good of the whole body? If each one of the members of the body of Christ had this attitude toward the body as a whole, then growth would simply be inevitable. Paul reminds us that the purpose of Christ's bodybuilding program is for the growing of the body. He speaks of this in verse 16. He says, "From Him, from Christ, the whole body being joined and held together by every supporting ligament grows in accordance with Christ's activity when He measured out each individual part. He causes the growth of the body so that it builds itself up in love." This growing that Christ causes in His body is, first of all, internal. We might call this sometimes, if we're speaking about spreading God's Word or sharing God's Word, we sometimes call this inreach. The growth is within us, internally. We spoke earlier how Christ wants us all to become unified, united in our faith through our knowledge of Him. Well, one of the reasons is He wants us to become more mature Christians, firmly rooted and joined together in Christ, a stronger, more unified body. He wants to make us, as Paul puts it, a mature man with a stature reaching to the measure of the fullness of Christ. And the word that's used there for the mature man or the mature person is a word that can be translated adults. He wants us to be grown-ups. Mature adults spiritually, grown-ups in our faith, so that we would no longer, as Paul puts it, be little children tossed by the waves and blown around by every wind of teaching when people use tricks and invent clever ways to lead us astray. Instead, speaking the truth in love, we would in all things grow up into Christ, who is the head. Paul also reminds us that Jesus wants to make His body stronger. Paul says that Christ is building up His own body through the various individual members of His body. And when you are physically exercising and working out, especially if you're weight training, you're not only making your muscles stronger, you can also make your muscles grow larger. The same thing happens in the body of Christ. As individual members and the entire body gets stronger, it also naturally grows larger. When all the members of Christ are working together according to the gifts that God has supplied to them, He causes the growth of the body. I think that's a significant portion of verse 16. He, Jesus, causes the growth of the body. He is our head. He is the one indispensable unit of the body. We grow through Him and from Him. He's the one who supplies us with the ability to do this. He's the one who supplies us with the growth, the strength, and the increase. He's also the one who supplies us with that key ingredient to strengthen and build up the body of Christ. That key ingredient is so simple and yet so profound. That ingredient is love. Listen again to those words in the last verse of our text. He says, He, Christ, causes the growth of the body so that it builds itself up in love. In the verse before it, he tells us that we should speak the truth in love. That is the key ingredient to building up Christ's church. Christ's incredible love for us is what compels us to show love to our fellow members of His body. It's His love that compels us to reach out to those who are not yet members of Christ's body and share with them that love, that saving love of Jesus. This means that we show Christ-like care and concern for each other. In love, moved by the love of Christ, we build each other up, encourage each other. We're patient with each other. We continue serving Christ with our gifts and our abilities. In love, we speak to each other in truth. We speak to those who do not yet know Christ. We speak to them, yes, with the truth, but also in loving ways. This means that no matter whom we're talking to, whether it's a believer or an unbeliever, we speak the truth in Christ, but we do it in love. We don't do it with arrogance. Well, I know more than you, or I have the truth and you don't, as if we did anything to deserve this great gift of God. But we also don't do it timidly. We do it courageously, showing love for those souls of our fellow man, courageously speaking God's truth, speaking it in love, even when it may not be appreciated, may not be popular, may even bring persecution on us. When we are physically building our bodies, when we're working out and exercising at a gym or a fitness club, you most likely also have to pay some membership fees. Those membership fees last for a certain period of time, but eventually they will expire. The good news about Christ's bodybuilding program is our membership in this body never expires. And it's an absolutely 100% free gift. No catches, no ifs, ands, or buts. It doesn't have an expiration date. In Christ, we've been given this free gift of spiritual fitness through the forgiveness of sins which He won for us on His cross. The faith which He created in our hearts through His Word. He freely gave us His Holy Spirit to give us that faith in His Word. He has given us trained and qualified personal trainers who help equip us for the work Christ has called us to do. He has united us as individual members of one body through faith in Him, through His Word. And finally, He gives His body, His church, the ability to keep growing, maturing in faith, stronger and larger, growing in love. Thanks be to God that we have been made members of His bodybuilding program. Through His help and through His motivation, let's strive to get our workouts in every day. Amen. Please rise. And that peace of God which passes all understanding will keep your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus.